Turning now to California news, on Thursday, the state legislature's two-house budget conference committee voted to approve Governor Jerry Brown's budget plan. The vote was driven by the committee's Democratic majority over the opposition of Republican lawmakers. Marie Chai has more.
Brown's budget calls for massive cuts to social services to help close the $26 billion budget gap. Proposed cuts include increasing Medi-Cal copays for low-income residents, ending the adult day healthcare program for the elderly, cutting welfare benefits, and shifting responsibility for state services to cash-strapped local jurisdictions. Ramses Taon Nichols, a counselor for Community Housing Partnership and SEIU 10-to-1 member, says the budget cuts will take a toll on low-income residents and workers.
What we're seeing is cuts being proposed from Jerry Brown's budget that are going to make it really, really difficult for a lot of low-income folks to be able to keep accessing medical services, you know, a lot of social services. You know, in a way, also affordable housing projects are going to probably go down because there's a proposal to also cut redevelopment agency funds. The cut also really implements a lot of layoffs that are going to affect a lot of union members as well.
Additionally, Brown is proposing to extend previously enacted tax measures that would maintain $12 billion in revenue for the state. Michael Lyon, member of the California Alliance for Retired Americans and Gray Panthers, says Brown's tax measures don't go far enough.
So what they should have gone for is having some real taxation that would tax corporations and the richest people. And that might get some enthusiasm that would get it passed. California is the only state in the country that doesn't tax oil drilling. There's nothing in the world that would prevent reinstating the higher taxes on the uppermost income bracket. We need to start working on eliminating the incredible break that commercial real estate gets because of Prop 13.
Brown needs Republican support to get his tax measures on the ballot in June and has threatened twice as many cuts if revenue measures don't pan out. Again, Ramses Taon Nichols.
And it's a really difficult situation for a lot of folks in labor and also in social service agencies to get behind because it's basically telling us take the $12 billion cut and help Jerry Brown pass the June elections. And if you don't help out with the June elections, then you're looking at like easily twice as many budget cuts going into next fiscal year. The way it feels, having been through a lot of budget cycles and been involved in a lot of lobbying and activism and organizing against budget cuts, it almost feels like some type of hostage situation because it's like we have to say yes to $12 billion and put this effort to pass this tax extension. And if we say no or don't get behind it and push it, then the cuts could be a lot worse.
A full vote on the budget is expected to take place in both houses of the state legislature this coming week. For KPFA News in Berkeley, this is Marie Che.